Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette has multiple openings on advisory boards. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The City of Gillette is currently seeking applicants for the following citizen advisory board vacancies. Applications are available online or at City Hall. Applications must be received by Friday, June 9th at 4 p.m. Applicants will be notified after the application deadline of their confirmed scheduled interview time. The boards with current vacancies include the Board of Adjustment, which has two terms expiring on June 30th, 2026, the Investment Advisory Board, one term expiring on June 30th, 2026, the Parks and Beautification Board has two terms expiring on June 30th, 2026, Planning Commission has a single board opening ending on June 30th, 2026, the Regional Water Panel Joint Powers Board has one term expiring 2026, the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission has one term, and the Urban System Committee has one term, also expiring on June 30th, 2026. Wyoming Veterans Commission seeks commissioners for various districts. The Wyoming Veterans Commission is seeking individuals to fill commissioner vacancies in several districts across the state of Wyoming, including Campbell, Crook, and Weston counties. Applicants interested in these vacancies can go to governor.wyo.gov and follow the guidelines on how to apply. All applications must go to the governor's office. The positions will remain open until filled. The Wyoming Veterans Commission is vital in advising the governor and Wyoming legislature on matters related to state and federal veterans benefits. In addition, the commission oversees various programs and institutions dedicated to supporting veterans, including the Veterans Services Program, Oregon Trail State Veterans Cemetery, Military Records, Highly Rural Transportation Program, Wyoming Veterans Museum, and the Wyoming National Guard Museum. The commission meets quarterly or as necessary to address issues relevant to all Wyoming veterans. Each commissioner serves a three-year term. One seat is available in each district. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.